paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Dark Minisode. Now, before we get into today's Dark Minisode, a quick reminder that you can help this show out just by subscribing to the show. It costs you absolutely nothing. The device you're listening on right now, just hit subscribe, and that really helps us with algorithms and all of that sort of thing. And of course, in the show notes, you can find out how to join our Patreon, where you can get these episodes early and ad-free, and even receive 2 additional shows each and every week of the year, 4 our tiers on Patreon. One show is called Doc Bites, which is a series of shorter submissions sent in, grouped together for a 30-minute episode, and the other is a video and audio format of me breaking down former episodes. But all of that, including how to submit your own experience, is in the show notes. But right now, we need to crack on with today's Dark Minisode. Now, as you guys know, we like to move things around on the show. So, although we have our season set out before we begin a season, if something arrives and we think it's amazing, and I want you to listen to it just as much as I've read it and found it fascinating, it gets in that season. That's how we operate. And this submission is one of those, literally arriving in our mailbox last week. And this experience comes to us from a listener named Sam, who writes, "Hi there. I've been listening to the podcast since I was pregnant, propped up in bed with my headphones in because I couldn't sleep. But never once did I think I'd be sending an email in. But here we are. I'm 18. I've got a wee boy who's just turned 1, and I still live with my mum and dad in Bishopbriggs. Not exactly the life I had planned at 16, but it's the one I've got. And it's a damn sight better than the one I've left. I'll give you the short version of that bit, because it's not really what this email's about. Basically, I was with someone for 2 years who made my life both very small and hell. I got out with my son and basically nothing else, and my parents took us in without a second thought. They are good people. Properly good. Not just good for performance sake. My mum does more childminding than I'd like if I'm honest. Some days I feel like I just hand her my son and walk out the door. But I get why. When they took us in, they set 2 conditions. Firstly, I finish my higher education, which I stopped when I was pregnant, and I also get a job. At the time, I thought it was harsh. I still think it is a bit harsh. But I also know that they're doing it because they want me hardened up a bit, before life throws anything else at me, not because they don't want to help. They've never once made me feel like a burden. So my education's back on, part-time, and 4 or 5 nights a week, I work as the evening manageress of a Starbucks drive-thru. It's a new store. It opened about 6 months ago in one of those bits of Glasgow that's had money thrown at it recently. New flats, a gym, a fancy dog groomers, all crammed in next to buildings that have clearly been standing there since God was a boy. The unit we're in is one of the old ones. Nobody ever told me what it used to be when I started. Honestly, we were the first members of staff, so I don't think anybody knew. And again, being honest, I never thought to ask. Old building, new coffee machines, that's all I clocked. And in truth, that's a lot of these regenerated parts of Glasgow. I do remember thinking it was an odd shape for a building, especially for a coffee shop. Long, narrow, with a ceiling in the back room where we keep the syrups and spare cups. But these new stores get squeezed into all sorts of old shells. So I never gave it a second thought. I got the job about a month after I moved back in with mum and dad. And at the time, it felt like a small miracle. Evening manageress isn't glamorous. But as my dad says, being an 18-year-old manageress at anything is good to have on your CV. And it's steady. It fits around my education, and my mum can have my son bathed and down before I'm even home. I was proud of myself for about 3 weeks before any of this started. The first thing happened maybe 6 weeks in. I was on my headset taking an order, and the customer was clear as a bell. He asked for 2 flat whites and an Americano, dead normal. And then, halfway through repeating the order back, it goes fuzzy in my headset. Not the connection cutting out fuzzy, more like a radio station between stations, with a click every few seconds, regular as a heartbeat. This made me think it was interference. And then, just as quick, he came back crystal clear. We finished the order like nothing had happened, and I didn't even think much of it. I don't believe the headsets were brand new. The buildings are obviously old, and wires can do daft things. But then it happened again the following week. Except this time, I could see the car enter the sort of semicircular area and seen it was a woman. But she wasn't yet at the intercom when the static started. I said hello as I saw her pull up to the intercom. And behind this staticky crackle, there was a voice, a woman's voice, very faint, like she was talking from the next room with the door shut. I kept saying, "I'm sorry, you're breaking up, can you repeat that?" And then, no static at all, and very loud and very clear right in my left ear, I hear, not hello, not excuse me, but "Sam." My name said the way somebody who knows you would say it. I actually froze for a second. Then I thought, well, she must know me. Maybe she's a regular. So I said a bit shakily, "Hello?" And then a man's voice snapped back, irritated. "One large latte, please." Like I'd kept him waiting. When the car rolled up to the hatch, it was just him. One bloke, on his own, no woman anywhere in that car. So why had I seen a woman with my own 2 eyes? And why did I hear a woman's voice say my name as clear as a bell in my headset? If you've been sitting on a business idea, Shopify makes it easy to make it happen. Everything you need to start selling is included and ready from day one. As someone who's turned a podcast into a business, I know how daunting it can seem. But with Shopify, from the moment your first customer is ready to pay, Shopify checkout helps all of them finish their purchases. And when they come back, their details are already saved. One tap and they're done. I know how daunting it can seem to think, how am I going to get paid, etc. Shopify have that covered from day one. And because Shopify have built that structure to handle the setup, the checkout, etc., that means you have more time to focus on your ideal business, to grow your passions, to grow your business. And it gives you the tools to do it. And don't think Shopify is for people starting out. Shopify powers millions of known businesses worldwide. Household names like Mattel and Gymshark to small businesses like the one you're going to start. And starting on the same platform used by the likes of Mattel and Gymshark is not a bad way to start any business. With Shopify, nothing stands between you, your idea, and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at shopify.com/darkparanormal. Start believing you can achieve your dreams. Go and start your free trial at shopify.com/darkparanormal. There's not much you can do about the money you have now. But if you want to do something about the money you could have tomorrow, Acorns wants to help. And with the Acorns Potential screen, you can find out what your money is capable of. Acorns is a smart way to give your money a chance to grow. It's easy. You can sign up in minutes and start automatically investing your spare money, even if all you have is spare change. Because Acorns grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or thinking about settling down, Acorns supports your big and small goals across every life stage. And the Acorns Potential screen shows you the power of compounding and how your money can grow over time. Plus, you can quickly adjust how much you're investing every day, every week, or month to make sure you're building towards your goals. Acorns is an all-in-one. No more finance apps cluttering up your phone. With Acorns, you can invest, save, and give your money a chance to grow in one trusted place. I've had and used many financial applications, but the specific thing about the Acorns app I love is the potential screen. Of all the apps I've used, it gives me such a clear picture of the opportunities for my cash to grow. So sign up now and Acorns will boost your new account with a $5 bonus investment. Join the over 14 million all-time customers who've already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. T2 compensation provided. Potential subject to various factors such as customers' accounts, age, and investment settings. Does not include Acorns fees. Results do not predict or represent the performance of any Acorns portfolio. Investment results will vary. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. I told myself it was crossed wires. Some electrical fault with the intercom picking up a neighbouring drive-through or a radio frequency or something. I didn't love that explanation, but it was the one I went with, because the alternative wasn't one I wanted to think about at 10 o'clock at night with a baby at home needing me sane. The bit that properly rattled me came a few weeks after. I was closing up on my own. I do the whole routine most nights. Lights off, alarm set, run out the door sharpish before the alarm starts beeping at me. Then I pull the security shutters down over the front doors. I always stand and listen for the shutter to fully lock into place before I then walk to my car. It's become a routine listening for those sounds of the shutter, the sound of the alarm, etc. And it's strange how each of those noises kind of reduces my anxiety piece by piece until that final sound that I know the alarm is set, which I hear from outside the shutter. Well, that night, the shutters had just come down and I heard it lock in place. I heard the alarm do its long beep to let me know it was set, and I turned to head off. And out of the corner of my eye, through the slits in the shutter slats, every single light in that store was back on. Every last one. And they're not on a motion sensor. I'd manually switched them all off 90 seconds before. There was no way I would have missed that. Now, I didn't want to go back in on my own, so I rang my pal, Emma. And I said to her, just stay on the phone whilst I go back in and reclose the shop. She didn't ask why, she just talked about regular things that were going on. I wasn't listening much and quickly just said, aye, a few times as I ran round the shop and made sure everything was finally shut. Because I didn't want her to think I wasn't listening, I started talking myself. Rubbish, generally. Just to keep her on the phone, what I was having for tea when I got back. Something daft about my wee boy that he'd done that morning. Anything to keep my brain from spiralling to where it wanted to go, and I most certainly didn't. She just made the odd, back at me whilst I worked. Finally, I was back out, I pulled that shutter down for a second time, and as I heard it lock, Emma suddenly said, what was that? I said, oh, it was the sound of the shutter, as I walked to my car. She went quiet for a second and then said, okay, are you at your car yet? I said, not yet, I will be in a minute, why? And she said, it doesn't matter, just tell me when you're driving away. That freaked me out, so I hastened my pace, got in my car, and started driving. Once I was out of that whole plot, I said, so what was that about? She said the whole time I'd been back inside, I'd been cutting in and out on her end. Small static blips every other second. And then there was one long stretch of static right near the end, before the shutter locked, and in the middle of that static, she said she heard,
Emma?
Not me saying it, someone else. but it was through static, and that's why she said, "What was that?" I thought she meant the sound of the shutter locking. But it wasn't. It was this voice in the gap where we weren't talking to each other. Well, I did not sleep great after that one. I was debating sending this in to you already, but the thing that made me pull the trigger and write this and send it to you was what happened at my first review. It was with the regional manager. She sat me down, and she's fine, very businesslike, not from the area. And the first words out of her mouth made me go cold. Before we'd even gone through my target, she was, "So, what's it like working in an old morgue?" I said, "Sorry?" She looked a bit surprised, I didn't know, and said something like, "Surely you know that. You're local here, aren't you?" I slowly nodded, but told her I had no idea. I said it seemed far too wee to have been a morgue, and she pointed at the far wall, the one that backs onto a hardware shop next door, and said, "That's not an original wall, you know. That unit used to be connected through to this with a door, and the two made up the old morgue." Then she gave this little shiver, laughed it off, and said, "I couldn't do it myself," and went straight into the review like she hadn't just dropped that on me. That review was last week. And the truth is, I'd already written half of this email in my head, as I say, before we even had that meeting. The intercom, the shutters, Emma hearing her name in the static. But that conversation was what made me think, I need to send this to the dark paranormal. Suddenly, a lot of things felt like they made a horrible kind of sense. I don't really have a tidy ending for you because I'm still there 4 or 5 nights a week. I'm still doing my education in the spare hours, and I'm still handing my son over to my mum much more than I like. Now, nothing's happened in the last 2 weeks, but I'll be sure to let you know the next time something does, and I have a feeling it will. Best wishes, Sam. Well, Sam, thank you so very much for being our second minisode for season 25. Now, it's very strange because, obviously, I'm a paranormal fan, enthusiast, I listen to paranormal podcasts, and before I became a podcaster, I would hear from paranormal podcasters who do similar to what I do, that it would be strange how certain topics would arrive in their mailbox in a sort of serendipitous way about something either in their life or to do with other emails. And in truth, part of me did think that might be for show. It didn't bother me in the slightest because the experiences were always amazing, but I did think maybe this is just to get people involved more. But having hosted this show now for 25 seasons, I can say it's a genuine phenomena. Sometimes we will receive a series of emails about one topic after not receiving them for over a year, and 3 will arrive back to back. It happened a few seasons ago. However, what also happens, which is very strange, is sometimes, as in with this one, hence why it's jumped the queue and has landed in season 25, is just a few days ago, I was talking with an artist friend of mine, and he's a very well-known artist within the region. He originally done my very first podcast's logo. And he's like an illustrator, more than an artist, but I guess it's one and the same. Anyway, his studio is in a gentrified part of Liverpool city centre. Now, this gentrified part is known as the Baltic Triangle. And there used to be a huge site. Well, it's basically the entire site of the former Cane's Brewery. And every part of that building, and it's maybe several off buildings, have all been converted into different things, fast food markets, bars, etc. And it's like a little mini gentrified hub of an old location. And we were talking literally days ago about how haunted these areas may be in that very area, and how after this building has stood literally abandoned for a few decades, how these things may now come to life after somebody has an idea to start their own business in this gentrified part of the town, and how spirits may sort of seep out of the walls. Next thing, a few days later, Sam's email arrives in the inbox, and I took it as a sign. I was looking for a minisode, we had one planned, and this arrived, and it was so serendipitous I sent the email to my friend. He didn't initially click why I had sent it, and I said, "We talked about this 3 days ago." And he sent back a shocked emoji face. But Sam, and everyone listening, thank you for joining me on this amazing second minisode of season 25.